Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Trump campaign has suffered another legal blow in its attempts to overturn the results of the election. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports a federal appeals court in Pennsylvania yesterday dismissed a lawsuit seeking to undo the state's certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory there.
The judge in the case said the lawsuit lacked merit and failed to provide evidence to support its allegations of voter fraud. In a tweet, the Trump campaign said it plans to appeal the Pennsylvania case to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it's unclear whether the justices would agree to hear arguments in a case that has been rejected for lack of evidence. Trump would still lose the election, even with Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Milwaukee County completed its presidential recount yesterday, one of two Wisconsin counties recounting ballots at the request and expense of the Trump campaign. Officials say the recount shows Biden increased his lead by 132 votes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's investigating complaints about suspension failures on more than 100,000 Teslas sold in the U.S. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
The federal agency said Friday it's opened a probe into the Model S and Model X vehicles after receiving 43 complaints from drivers describing failure of the left or right front suspension. Most of the incidents took place at low speeds, and there have been no reports of injuries or serious accidents. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, four events did happen when drivers were moving at highway speeds. Tesla issued a service bulletin in 2017 suggesting parts of the front suspension on some of its vehicles be replaced, warning that some installed parts don't meet the company's strength standards. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Starting next month, some passengers traveling from three U.S. airports to Italy may no longer be subjected to 14-day quarantines. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has more on the story.
Pending official approval, passengers from New York, Newark, and Atlanta will no longer have to quarantine on arrival if they test negative for the coronavirus within 48 hours of departure and also upon arrival in Rome. The experiment involves Alitalia and Delta Airlines. The only passengers from the U.S. now allowed into Italy are EU citizens, their relatives, holders of Italian residence permits, and people coming for study or health reasons. All tourist travel from the U.S. remains banned. Delta's president, Steve Sear, said in a statement, carefully designed COVID-19 testing protocols are the best path for resuming international travel safely and without quarantine until vaccinations are widely in place. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.
You're listening to NPR News. A video showing three Paris police officers beating a black man is causing outrage in France. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the government is currently pushing legislation that would make it a crime to circulate video showing police officers' faces.
The police apparently didn't know they were being filmed by a security camera as they pushed the music producer through a doorway inside his own studio, punching him repeatedly and hitting him with a billy club. "I thought it was the last day of my life," he told an online news network. The incident comes just days after an episode of police brutality with a group of migrants that shocked many politicians, including the mayor of Paris. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin appeared on the nightly news and said there would be an investigation. The TV presenter told him the video reminded the French of what had happened to George Floyd. Darmanin said the officers had been suspended and would likely be fired. "They've sullied the police uniform," he said. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Trump administration is moving towards rolling back protections for migratory birds, such as hawks, eagles, and sparrows. New rules published by the Fish and Wildlife Service would reduce penalties for companies that inadvertently kill the birds. Scientists and environmentalists say that more birds are likely to die at a time when they're most vulnerable due to climate change. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 hit a record high, closing at 3638. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 37 points. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.